Hey friends, welcome to the St. Mark City podcast. We pray that you are blessed and challenged as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Guys, you're so welcome to church this morning. You're so welcome. God is good. The place looks great, doesn't it? It looks amazing. And I know Daniel's already done a massive thank you to Ben and the guys. Just to say, we walk into this and it's great. They were stressing out yesterday trying to fix lights, trying to hang lights, and so they had all the stress and we get all the joy. It's a great transaction, isn't it? And so Ben and the guys, I know Aaron Curtis came to the rescue as well and loads of different people, so massive thank you. Have the Christmas jumper on because it's the Christmas season. I am not sorry for those of you that are like, it's too soon. People are going like, that's too soon. I'm not sorry. It's not too soon. If I had my way, it'd be straight after Halloween, it'd be straight after harvest. But my wife has reined me in a little bit, and she said there's December. So it's the 1st of December. So straight away, the Christmas jumpers come out on the 1st of December, and I am ready for Christmas. I love this time of the season. It's so good just getting prepared, and it's so good at all the lights. And welcome to our Christmas series, The Journey. And I love this because it is a journey. I mean, sometimes we get caught up in the destination, and the destination is the best part. Yes, Christmas Day. But let's not miss out on all that happens throughout December as well, the journey. Let's not just be focused on... this is the question I'm going to be the first one maybe to ask it to you. This is the question you're going to hear so often. And this is the question we always ask. This is an Irish conversation whenever you bump into someone that you know, but you don't really know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like your brother or your wife or your husband, but like it's someone that you sort of... Are you ready for Christmas? Are you prepared for Christmas? Are you ready? Isn't that like... And that's like, are you ready for Christmas? Ah, sure, we're getting there. Are you ready for Christmas? Ah, yeah, it's nearly there. I mean, it's already begun, hasn't it? This like, are you ready for Christmas? Are you getting ready? Are you ready for the big day? Here's another thing, guys. Look, I'm unashamedly about this. Hands up who has this on their phone. 24 sleeps to Christmas. Will I play the music for you? No, okay. Are you ready? So here's what we're going to do. I do love this time of year. I have the lights up. I have the trees up. I love the kids writing their Christmas letters. I love the Christmas jumpers. I love the friends and families coming over. The Christmas movies, huh? The lights are up on the house. Yes, the lights are up on the house. And yes, they're ready to go. I'm the only house in the estate that's lit up. The neighbours love me, I'm just being honest. Judith's like, Des, it's 11:30, you need to turn them off. The neighbours need to sleep. Because like, it's just illuminating the whole street. Do you know, and I just, they all do it for Halloween, where I do it for Christmas. So it's like, it's payback. It's payback after a while. So I have everything lit up. Christmas movies, here's what I want to do. Everyone has their favourite Christmas movie, don't they? Do they? Cheryl, what's a favourite Christmas movie? A Wonderful Life, yes. Love it. Anyone else? Favorite Christmas movie? The Muppets Christmas Carol. Okay. Oh, that's coming. That's coming. That's coming. Yeah, I've got a question for that one. Anyone else? Home Alone. Yes. The Wizard of Oz. Yes. Have you gone to see Wicked? It's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, it's good. So here's a question, Daniel Shera. We had our elections yesterday, and it's great that we live in a country, isn't it, that we can give a vote. And Lord, bless every single TD who's been elected. Lord, protect them, give them godly wisdom in Jesus' name. No matter what their party is, we're praying for them, and we bless them. Amen? So it's great that we have elections, and we can give our vote. So here's an election. Die Hard. For those of you that don't know Die Hard, yous are the real Christians. For the rest of us, hands up, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Okay. Hands up if Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Oh, it's split. It's probably about half. It's like, this is what divides families in Ireland. This is the Christmas fight is Die Hard. Christmas songs, I love they put the thank you worship team for putting in a Christmas carol, Christmas song, Bless My Heart. And I'm going to refer to it actually. Christmas songs, everyone got their favorite Christmas songs? Won't Be One. Yeah, Oh Holy Night. Anyone else? Merry Christmas. Gladiator. Okay, each to his own. So, Oh Come All You Faithful. Joy to the World. Once in Royal David's City. Oh, fantastic. So I have two, I have to be honest. Oh Holy Night is like the godly part of me. Fairy Tale in New York. Sorry, not sorry. I'll sing Oh Holy Night. We won't sing Oh Fairy Tale New York here. It's such a good time. And so today is, as Daniel showed us the month schedule, this is the beginning of the journey. And it's so good that we get excited about Christmas. And it's so good that we are joyful. What an amazing song to be full of joy in the midst of what can be a very stressful season. But the question I want to ask this morning isn't, are you ready for Christmas? But what I want to look at is, are you ready for the journey? Because sometimes we can focus on the destination, but I think God is more interested sometimes in the journey with him. And we even said there, he's Emmanuel. He's God with us. So yes, Jesus is the destination, but he's also the journey. He's also in the journey with us. And so are we ready for the journey? Are we ready? Are we prepared for the journey? We had the privilege, myself and Judith had the privilege of being in with our chapel group on Wednesday night, our young adults, and we were sharing about relationships and God bless them. I was like, what on earth did we talk about there? We just prayed out on the way home, God, Lord, anything of us, just let it fall away. Everything of you, bless them. But we were talking about relationships and marriage. We were with Pastor Sean and Susan, and it was a great night. Really enjoyed it. But we were talking about this. But when I was thinking of this idea of journey, whenever we're going away, the first thing you do is you look at, what do I want to pack? What do I want to have in the bag for the journey? Like if you're going on a skiing holiday, for Irish people, we didn't go on skiing holidays. Do you know what I mean? Like, but when the Celtic Tiger hit, you had all these Irish people going on skiing holidays. And we all flocked to Lidl and Aldi to get their cheap gear, didn't we? Because we didn't know what skiing gear was. And so we all got all this cheap Lidl and Aldi skiing holiday. If you're going on a sun holiday, you're not going to go to Lidl and Aldi, you're going to go to Pennies. Yeah, and we're going to Pennies and we're going to get all our t-shirts and our shorts and all this. And so when you're going away, it's good that you pack what you need to pack. And here's the thing, when myself and Judith were married, we were going away on holidays, and Judith said, you know what, do you want me to pack? I was busy, and I said, yeah, will you just throw stuff? I'm a very last minute type person. And it was like the day before, the night before, and she's like, will I pack for you? I said, yeah, will you pack for me? Got on to our destination, and nothing that I wanted was in the bag. Do you know what I mean? All of these, I was like, where's this t-shirt? Where's that jumper? And nothing I wanted was in the bag. And I was like, oh, dude. And I was doing like, not that we fight, but yeah, it caused a fight. And it was like, but then another time, we're going on Pulse Camp. And again, I was busy, and Judith said, I'll pack for you for Pulse Camp. Got down on Pulse Camp. Pulse Camp, if you don't know, is our youth camp. It's our teenagers go away for a week during the summer, and it's an amazing time. And one of the first things we do on Pulse Camp, and I think they still do it, when we used to, we'd have what's called the messy games. Because you have kids coming from all over Ireland, and some are coming from big youth groups, some are coming from small youth groups. So the first thing we want to do is to get into just messy games and have so much fun. And so we get into messy games, and you're full of gunk, and you're full of, like, you get soaked. You're in, there was canoes, and you're in canoes, and if you're a leader in a canoe, we always tell the leaders, you are going to get turned over. It's not that they hate you, it's actually that they love you, okay? Because sometimes, like, why are they turning me over? They're just having a laugh. So you're going to get wet, So this all happened the first day. Judah had packed for me. I went up to the room to get changed because I was leading the service that night, and there wasn't one pair of trousers in my bag. She had packed everything, but she had... when we got home, there was, like, a lovely pile of trousers on the bed that was still there waiting for me when I got home. And I was like... Judah, I love you, but you're not packing for me ever again. This is not, so from now on, I pack for myself. And so here's what I'd love us to do. We're going to look, and it's not actually a Christmas scripture this morning. So I'm going to break a little bit of tradition. And we're looking at the book of Colossians because it's amazing that God actually speaks about what we should wear. The Bible speaks about fashion. Who knew that the Bible was fashionable? The Bible is the most fashionable book, and it tells us what we should wear. Before I get into it, one of the reasons Paul wrote, I was studying this during the last couple of weeks, and one of the reasons Paul wrote the letter of Colossians was he'd heard about the cultural pressures that the church was coming under, and the temptation, because of the cultural pressures, the temptation to turn away from Jesus or to be quiet about Jesus. I was reading that going like, gosh, couldn't Paul write this letter today to the church? The cultural pressures to be quiet or to turn away from Jesus. Do you know what? In this world today, what I feel anyway, this is my opinion, you can be anything but a Christian. Everything is acceptable, but once you mention that you are a follower of Jesus, that you are a Christian, you get the looks, don't you? Go, oh, you're one of them. And the conversation just like, phew, conversation's flying. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Tumbleweed. It's just like, and you can be anything. Isn't it amazing that even as we celebrate the coming of Jesus, as Daniel opened up, you know what I mean, the birth of our Savior, that the culture around us, do you mean, you see it, happy holidays, happy Xmas. Like even within our culture, it's like, oh no, don't mention Jesus. Even at his birth, no, don't mention Jesus. Don't mention Christ. Happy holidays, happy Xmas. And this is the pressure. This is the cultural pressure. So I'm reading this. I'm going like, Paul, you could have wrote this today. You literally could have wrote this today. The pressures we're under to just tone it down. Tone down the Christian. Tone down the Jesus. Could you imagine like if you were invited? Imagine a celebration for your birthday. And there's massive parties being thrown. And everyone's wearing their best clothes and the best food and the best thing. But not only are you not invited to your celebration, you're not welcome. You're not welcome. And this is the culture that we live in. But you know what? Jesus is welcome here. Amen? Amen. He is the most welcome here. And as we sung, we are going to make room for him in a world. Like it's fascinating that over 2,000 years ago, when Mary and Joseph made that very first Christmas journey, there was no room for them. And still in today's world, there's no room for him. We have everything else. We have the jumpers. We have the movies. We have the Christmas songs. We have all the lights, all the glitter, all the tinsel, all the presents, all the goods. And it's good stuff. It's not that this is any bad stuff. I love all of this. But in all of this, Jesus has to be the center because it's all about him. It's all for him. And so let us not tone it down. Let us actually ramp it up with our joyful songs. Let us be encouraging one another all the more in the world. Let us not squeeze Jesus out of the celebration of his birth. And so here's back to our scripture because we're talking about clothing. One of the things that I loved about Christmas growing up, some of you know my testimony. My mom was a single parent. My mom and dad separated. He was a gambler and an alcoholic. And so she had six kids. We grew up in a council estate. She didn't have anything. Do you know what I mean? Literally, I'm not messing. Like we were what was called dirt poor. We were down to the local priest's house on Wednesdays to beg, hey, can you help us? We were at loads of different churches, loads of different charities, just to put food on the table. And so, but once a year, my mom was able to save up enough and we got our Christmas clothes. You know, and I think that's still a tradition in Ireland, some parts of Ireland where they get, and so once a year we got new clothes and you got your Christmas clothes. And so today, guys, we're going to look at what Paul talks about clothing and what I believe should be our Christmas clothes, what we should wear as followers of Jesus, getting ready for the journey, that we should have these in our clothing. Colossians chapter 3 is what we're going to look at, and it's going to be from verse 12 to verse 17. And it says this, therefore, as God's chosen people, that's you guys, holy and dearly loved, amen, clothe yourself. So here's what our Christmas clothes are going to look like. Clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. We're going to need that over Christmas, aren't we? Bear with each other. And forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and songs and hymns from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Lord, thank you for your word this morning. May it just bless us and encourage us in Jesus' name. And so here's what we're going to talk about today. We need to be wearing the right clothing. And we're going to go through some of these items of clothing that Paul talks about. Compassion. What is this idea of compassion? The biblical understanding of compassion is this. It's when we see the suffering of others and we take action. So it's not a passive, it's not like, oh gosh, I really feel sorry. It's not a feeling sorry, although that's good. I mean, it's good to empathize. But it's actually an action word. It's an active word. It causes such an emotion in you that there's a response to the need that you see. You see something and you're like, I have to do something. I have to help this person. I have to make that phone call. I have to send that text. I have to pack that hamper. I have to, whatever it is, whatever the need is, there's something always, there's sometimes it's a deeper emotion than just empathy. It's like, no, I have to do something. Isn't it great that our God is a compassionate God? That he looked upon us and he's like, I have to do something. I have to come. I have to rescue. And we see this in the story of the Good Samaritan, where he was filled with compassion or moved with compassion. We see this when we're doing the hampers. Why does Emma give so much of her time and energy, even in the midst of having a new baby and all that's going on? Because the compassion for the community, the heart for the community, when she sees people that just, and to help them put something on the table for Christmas or help them have a little bit of joy for Christmas. We see this when Christians set up soup runs or different things. I remember when I first came to St. Mark's, one of the first guys I got to know was a man named Alan Sweetman. And for those that have been here a long time, you might remember Alan Sweetman, Alan and Barbara Sweetman. Alan was, and probably still is, the most compassionate man that I've ever known. And he just would see that he'd pass by the homeless people in Dublin and he'd be walking and God just broke his heart. He just began to weep and began to cry for the addicts in the community and the addicts he'd see on the street. And because of Alan and Barbara, Teen Challenge was formed in Ireland. Teen Challenge was birthed in Ireland and began to grow in Ireland. And he bought the center now that is Tiglin down in Wicklow. Because God had moved a man with compassion. Isn't it amazing that when God moves you with compassion, stuff happens. Lives are changed. And so this is what God wants us to put on. Not just a Christmas jumper. We're going to wear compassion this Christmas. The second thing is kindness. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of the busyness, and it's a busy season, isn't it? It's a joyful season, but let's be honest. It can be stressful. It can be a bit hectic. The traffic seems to ramp up. The shops seem to get fuller. Honestly, I remember years ago, my daughter Kiva is 11 now. She was probably about 3 or 4. And she was mad into this thing called Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. I still know the songs. It's ingrained in me because we watch it all the time. It was just, Emma, you're going to get there. Honestly, like there's going to be kids' songs just ingrained in you. And so this Paw Patrol was the big toy. And I was like, and Kiva wanted one of the Paw Patrol dolls, Sky. That I still remember that as weird. And so I was going around all the shops and I couldn't find it. And like, I'm the type of dad, because I didn't have a dad, I know this is a reaction to my childhood. I'm like, if she wants a Paw Patrol doll, I'm getting her a Paw Patrol doll. Even if I have to go to the Paw Patrol factory and get them to make me a new Paw Patrol doll. It was like, I didn't get so, and I know it's a response, and I'm like, and so I remember I heard a friend saying, they've got a new batch of, this is like a movie, honestly, couldn't write this. They've a new batch of Paw Patrol toys up in Smith's in Carrigmines. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to fly up to Smith's. Kilts and Carrick Vines. Got up there, and it's a massive, I was going, I don't want to waste time looking all over the place. So I went up to the customer service. There's a lady in front of me, and she's asking the question that I want the answer to. She's literally going like, I heard you guys have got loads of new Paw Patrol dolls, and where are they? And so I'm like, oh, okay, she's that. And so, yeah, it's just around the corner. So instead of me asking the question, I went like, I'm just going to walk this way. And she knew where I was going. And I knew where she was going. And if you ever had this like race, but you're not having a race, and it's like a really quick walk, and you're like, well, if I cut up this aisle, I might, and then I'll be able to run, and she won't see me running. And so there was, and I have to be honest, kindness was not the one thing in my heart. It was like, if there's $1 left, I'm getting that toy. It's my, no, thankfully there was loads. And we went, oh, isn't it great that there's loads? Yeah, no, absolutely. No, you have one. No, you go first. If there was only one, I don't know what the outcome would have been. It would have been like in the news, Pastor Des is arrested. It would be like mad. But here's the thing, like, it's not easy wearing kindness when they're stressful and like that. I mean, honestly, when you're like, I need to get to that Christmas party, or I need to get to that, and like the traffic is just mountain stuff. But can you imagine if we just, instead of like being stressed, instead of being anxious, that we would be kind. And so compassion and kindness is, guys, we're going to wear this Christmas. Humility. Oh my goodness, I love humility. I've read books on this, I've studied this. Humility, in my opinion, is one of the, if not the most Christ-like characteristic that we could have. Humility is such an underrated character development. If you were to ask people in the world who are the greatest influencers or who are the greatest people on this planet at the moment, you'd hear that they describe stuff like someone who's strong, someone who's driven, someone who's purposeful, someone who's focused, someone who's a go-getter, someone who's like, they know what they want. Humility would not be on the list. But in God's kingdom, humility is top of the list. Humility is the opposite of pride and arrogance. Have you ever said this? Maybe you guys are all real good Christians, so maybe it's just me. Have you ever taught this when you see someone and they're like, They're just not dressed in a good way, and you're like, God bless you, who let you out like that? Is that just me sometimes? I remember, like, I'd be going out, and Judith, again, she's like, Des, seriously, you can't go out like that. I'm like, what's wrong with wearing a tracksuit to the Thanksgiving dinner? She says, no, you can't wear a tracksuit to the Thanksgiving dinner, Des. You have to put on your jacket, you have to. And so sometimes I'm like, Des, no, seriously, you can't go out with that. You can't put that color with that color. I'm totally uncoordinated. So I would be that person where people go like, who let him out like that? Honestly, it's like, it doesn't go. It doesn't fit. Do you know what doesn't fit on Christians? Pride. And arrogance. It doesn't, it's like, it's actually a contradiction in terms. A prideful Christian or an arrogant Christian. It's incongruent. It doesn't work. It doesn't go together. It's not. It doesn't fit. It doesn't wear nicely. Some of the most attracted people that I'm attracted to, sorry, some of the most people I'm attracted to are the most humble people. Humility, there's something about humility that attracts us to it. And there's something about arrogance that repels us, isn't there? It's like you come across someone who's arrogant and know-it-all. Do you mean? And it's like, oh, but when you come across someone, and isn't it amazing that Jesus exemplified this? The humility, he came on that very first journey. He left the throne of heaven. He left the angels. He left the choirs to come and be born in poverty. The humility of being born and being born out of wedlock and all of that in that culture and everything. And he humbled himself. And then as he lived on this earth, he humbled himself. He got down on his hands and knees and he washed the disciples' feet, showing humility, being the Lord of all creation, the King of glory, the God of all. Like, do you mean, he humbled himself even to the point of the cross, being nailed to the cross. He humbled himself to death for us. At any moment, he could have commanded a legion of angels. He could have just like clicked his fingers, enough, and just wiped it all out. But he humbled himself because of the humility he had, because he wanted to serve, he wanted to bless, he wanted to rescue us. Humility, guys. Let us be a people that wears humility this Christmas. Gentleness is the next thing. I need to go a bit quicker in this. Gentleness. Again, we live in such a harsh world filled with harsh people who speak harsh words. And it's so easy to tear others down. It's so easy to get caught up in the tearing down industry. It's so easy to get caught up in the gossip. It's so easy to get caught up in the pulling the work colleague down or having a, do you mean a I was going to say a word there, biting at someone. It's so easy to just where like, and it's to be gentle. Sometimes people think like of gentleness as weakness. Gentleness is not weakness, guys. Do you mean it doesn't mean someone who's gentle is not necessarily someone who's weak. Someone who's actually gentle is keeping it, they're having self-control and they're keeping control of their emotions. They're keeping control of their tongue. They're keeping control of their actions and they're being gentle. Gentleness is actually a fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know that? It's something that is produced in us when we walk with the Holy Spirit. The final thing there I want to look at is patience. Again, Lord, give us patience. Let us wear patience this Christmas. Impatience leads to stress, leads to anger, leads to frustration. Verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. And I know I joked, but honestly, it's true, isn't it? We're going to need to bear with each other at Christmas time. I guarantee you, when the guys were spending 3 hours untangling lights, when the ladders weren't working, when everything was going wrong, they were bearing with each other. They were putting into practice what this scripture is. It's easy to read it, but when you're in the midst of these lights, you're bearing with each other. You're putting into practice what it is. Can you imagine what Christmas would be like in our homes, in our communities, in our church, if every one of us took this seriously and said, do you know what? I'm going to wear these things. This is not just a sermon on a Sunday, but I'm going to put into practice. I am going to put on compassion. I'm going to put on kindness, humility, gentleness. And here's the thing about these things. It doesn't just happen. Paul says, clothe yourself. So it's something you have to do. You have to. I believe it or not, I did choose to put this on this morning. Some of you are going, really? Really? Yes, I did. You chose to put on what you're wearing today. So it's a choice. You have to choose to put it on. It doesn't just happen. It's not, oh, well, I'm a Christian, it's going to happen. No, you have to. I'm going to choose to be compassionate. I'm going to choose to be kind today. I'm going to choose to be gentle. I'm going to choose to humble myself, to exalt others, to lift others up. I'm going to choose patience in the midst of all this frustration. I'm going to choose to just breathe, breathe. It's okay. Let that, the traffic light will change. Breathe. Verse 16 says this, and in the midst of the world that we live in, where it's like, no, just shh about Jesus. Verse 16 says this, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And so in a world that is trying to squeeze Jesus out, let the message of Christ dwell in you richly. Let's remember, as Daniel said, the reason for the season. Let's not just squeeze Jesus in, but let's make sure that we are, as we embark on this journey, that Christ is at the center. He's not only the destination, he's in the midst of the journey. And so let's make room for our Savior. Let's make room for Jesus, as much room as he needs. Guys, every one of us has testimonies, has stories of what Jesus has done. Let your story be shared this Christmas. Let your story be told. Be open to sharing your story with a family member, with a work colleague, with a friend. Be open to the Spirit of God moving. Let your stories, let your testimonies be shared freely and richly. Let our songs about him be sung loudly and joyfully. And let our lives and our actions always point towards our great Savior and King. Why is this important? Isaiah 9, Daniel shared it. Bro, as you were leading yours, he's robbing my sermon. Honestly, but it's good. God is in it. You think we actually talk about these things. Isaiah 9, the people, the start of Isaiah 9, where Daniel read from verse 6. I'm going to read verse 6. But the very start, it says this. This is why it's important what we dress in and why it's important this message of Christmas. Isaiah 9 says, the people were walking in darkness, but they have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Guys, there's so many people in our world that are living in darkness. And I don't mean it like the lights are out in the home. There's a darkness over their minds. There's a darkness over their hearts. There's a darkness over their relationships. There's just a cloud. There's a cloud over them. And yes, they can wear the Christmas jumpers, and they can put up the decorations, and they can fake it, but there's a darkness. This is what the Word of God says. But they've seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. So many people need a Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When you share the message of Christ, the Christmas story, when you tell people of your testimony, when you're wearing kindness and compassion and humility and gentleness and patience, and you're sharing about Jesus and you're singing about Jesus, you know what you're doing? You're shining a light. You're shining brightly in the midst of a dark world. And so when the world is trying to drown out the voice of Jesus, and when I'm talking about the world, I'm talking about the system, the spiritual, but the people of the world, our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones, our family, they need to hear more than ever the message of Christ. They need to more than ever, hey, do you know what? God loves you. No, he doesn't. You have no idea. Yes, he does. He absolutely is passionate. Do you know Jesus came because of you? Do you know he has a plan and purpose for you? Do you know? And this is the message that we get to share, that we get to sing about, that we get to tell people about our testimonies. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up, and we're going to close with a worship song. We're going to close with a song. And so, guys, here's what I'd love. When we stand to our feet, here's the take home. It's a choice. It really is a choice to choose to put these on. It's a choice to wear these. Above all else, clothe yourself with love. Wrap yourself in love. Do you know what I love? The Bible speaks more about love than anything else. Do you know that? It's the major theme in the Bible, the love of God coming to rescue his people. One of my favorite scriptures about love, and this is what I think is going to be powerful like this Christmas. Love covers a multitude of sins. Oh my goodness. Hands up who has a multitude of sins. Hands up who has messed up so much again and again and again and again and again, and I just keep doing it. But my God of love covers a multitude of sins. And you know what that enables me then? When I see the sin and I see the mistake and I see the brokenness in other people, the love of God in me enables me to cover. It enables me to not react the way I used to react, like for like, an eye for an eye. Do you know that way? It's like, no, love. May we wrap ourselves in love this Christmas, so that we can bear with each other, that we can be patient with each other, we can be gentle with each other, we can be kind towards each other, we can be compassionate towards each other. Luke 2, I'm going to close with this scripture because this is the good news. And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Do not be afraid. I think that's a word for someone today. Do not be afraid. Fear is gripping your heart. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news today that will cause great joy for all. For all. Guys, you need to hear that. It's for all the people. It's not just for some. It's not just even for us in this room. It's for all the people. No matter what their background, no matter what they're going through, no matter who they are, this good news is for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The shepherds went on their journey then, and they went to journey towards this Jesus. I want to invite you, maybe you're here, and Daniel's already done this. Maybe you're here and you're like, I don't know Jesus the way you're talking about him. I just want to invite you to join the journey. You know when Jesus, his first followers, he just simply said to them, hey, come follow me. It is that simple, and yet it's massive. It's a simple invitation, but it has a massive implication. It had a massive implication on their lives. That some of them dropped their nets. Some of them dropped collecting taxes. Some of them dropped what they were doing to follow Jesus. Their lives completely transformed because they were like living one way, and then they began to follow after Jesus. Say, yeah, I want to follow this Jesus. They dedicated everything towards him. And that's what it means to follow after him. It's not just saying a prayer. It's not just, it's an action. It's your life saying, I want to follow Jesus. I've followed so much in my life. I've chased after so much. I've consumed so much. I've tasted so much of this world, and it's all been fake. It's all been counterfeit until I started following Jesus. He's the greatest. He is the best. There's nothing greater. There's no joy greater. There's no peace greater. There's no life greater than the life of Jesus. And if you're here today and you don't know him, I just simply, the Apostle Paul in one of his letters says this, I implore you. I implore, in other words, I beg you. It's the only time he's here. He says, and I would beg you to consider Christ this Christmas and to follow after him with all of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you've been blessed. But if you would like to connect further with St. Mark's City, go to stmarks.ie. Have an incredible day. God bless you.